We get asked to share our migration story with customers all the time. We're happy to do so because we learned a lot from the process. They often ask, are you 100% in the cloud? Well, at this point, we're pretty much done with the heavy lifting of our migration, but we still have applications and portals on premises. Our strategy was to move the most important applications first, slowly rework the remaining on-premises applications to use Microsoft Azure, and move them when they're ready. The remaining antiquated legacy systems that are at end of life will simply be retired in place if possible. During our move, we developed several best practices and one key takeaway that may be obvious to some, but can save you a lot of time and anguish. Let me tell you a little bit about our situation before we move to the cloud. These are common scenarios we hear from other enterprise customers as well. I've been heavily involved in SharePoint and Exchange since joining Microsoft in 2000. I also manage the group running file shares and IntelliMirror. There was a tremendous cost in terms of hardware, in terms of data center real estate, and in terms of people, all the assets that were required to maintain the operating systems, the updates, the security patches, everything. It required a considerable budget of millions of dollars a year just to keep the hardware running. Every 18 months or so, when there was a new product release, Microsoft IT would face the challenges of upgrading a global collaboration footprint in three data centers on three continents. All of this was time-consuming, difficult, and expensive. So by moving to the cloud, we were able to outsource all of that to Office 365. When you're thinking about migration, it's very similar to thinking about moving to a new house. There are lots of things you have to think about. You think about why you want to move. You think about the steps you need to take to move from point A to point B. You think about costs. Enterprises move to save money, to improve productivity, and to expand or streamline their business. In the case of Microsoft, with our mobile-first, cloud-first initiative, we want to support access from any device, anytime, anywhere. The cloud makes that a no-brainer. Let me explain the basic steps we took as we moved to the cloud. They included, one, putting together a plan and a schedule. Surprise. Two, taking an inventory of what we had and prioritizing how to move it and if we wanted to move it at all. Three, communicating and preparing our workforce. So the first step was to create a plan. Treat your migration like any bona fide project, with all the steps, all the bells and whistles of a project. We use Microsoft Project, but you can use any tool you're accustomed to using to manage your own projects. But be sure to follow good project management principles. Anticipate what you can and be prepared for the unexpected. Be very, very flexible. Have contingency plans and resources. Have fallback plans in case things go south. And have backups. It's just like any other project, really. An important part of your plan is to consider your current and future architecture. We went with a hybrid approach. A majority of our content would move to the cloud, but a small percentage would stay on premises. We found that most large enterprises are in a similar boat. Plan how you're going to move your content from your existing infrastructure to the cloud. It's more complicated than just moving your stuff from point A to point B. You have to consider things like firewalls, bandwidth, latency, and profile synchronization, to name just a few things. The second step, the inventory, is to evaluate what you have, what needs to move, and in what order. Using the house moving analogy, when people move from one house to another, they're usually moving to upgrade. They want to move into a better neighborhood. They want to right size. They want more services, or they're thinking about their investment. This is also true when you migrate your business to the cloud. It sounds simple, and to some it's obvious, but once you decide to sell your house and move, you begin by throwing away your stuff that you don't need. If you don't, you waste a lot of time and money moving things that you end up throwing away anyway. So if you migrate old or unneeded data, it takes longer and can cost more if you're paying for migration services by the gigabyte or terabyte. So you might as well clean your digital house before you migrate. If you're worrying that cleaning is too much trouble and could hurt productivity, consider this. If you have a cluttered home, can you find anything when you need it? No. You have to look through all that junk to get to it, and sometimes you can't find it at all. The same thing applies to digital assets, or anything else for that matter. If you have a lot of it, it's harder to sift through it all. And looking for it again and again hurts productivity. So after we cleaned house, we prioritized how and when to move that data. A good general strategy is don't try to boil the ocean by moving everything at once. Move the important stuff first, then the easy stuff, then work on the hard stuff. Some of the key actions we took were, one, we realized that we wanted to only move active content. By looking at content that's collaborative, that's live and being used today, we were able to prioritize our assets from most important to least important. Two, we encouraged users to archive the stuff they had to keep but no longer actively used to offline storage before moving. Three, we engaged our people to evaluate their data. If people were willing to move themselves, they could do so immediately, and we provided tools to help them move their stuff. People who moved themselves got to the cloud service quicker and were able to stand up a brand new site in the cloud and immediately gain the benefits of the cloud platform: accessibility from any device, anywhere, at any time. So if they really wanted to move everything, they could. It just took a little effort on their part. So people were self-policing. They moved just the stuff they really wanted, which was a big factor in reducing the payload that had to be moved by us eventually. So reducing what was moved was an organic process here at Microsoft. We gave them a time limit to do it. To reduce the amount of data we needed to move during the migration, we warned everybody that you're moving to the cloud and your site collection is scheduled for move at X, Y, and Z of next month. We offered to move them at a scheduled time. Fifth, after a particular date, all new sites were created in the cloud. If people wanted a new SharePoint site, it had to be in the cloud. They could set this up quickly by themselves to start fresh. And once you're in the cloud with your new site, you're more than welcome to migrate your old stuff to that new site. We had to move a large amount of data, over 40 farms in all, with our main SharePoint portal containing 36 terabytes of data. Based on our tests of the actual network throughput coupled with the migration process itself at the time, it would have taken over 4 years to move. That's when we developed the strategy of, okay, let's speed things up by moving it organically. We decided to open up enrollment in the cloud for brand new sites and stop provisioning new sites on premises. So encouraging users to migrate their own stuff and clean house while they're at it was a strategy that worked for us. The third step of moving to the cloud is communicating with everyone. A communications plan to share your message about migrating to the cloud needs to reach both end users and key stakeholders. Very important, those key stakeholders. Establish how you communicate with them through email, presentations, brown bags, posters, whatever. Outline timing and scheduling for delivering your message. Incorporate branding in your communications to make it stand out from all the other stuff that they have to deal with. To keep people in the loop, we primarily used email to key stakeholders, email users, and site collection owners. Then we had general mail that went out to the entire population that wasn't specific to a particular property, but was simply informational, saying, "We're moving to the cloud. Your site or mailbox may be moved in the next few months. Keep looking to your admin for additional information." We put posters in cafeterias and kitchenettes throughout the campus. So it was no secret that we were moving headlong into the cloud. So what's the key takeaway we learned from our move? When you migrate to the cloud, don't try to move everything, and don't try to move it all at once. Prioritize what you're going to move and consider when you're going to move it. Beyond that, treat your migration like the important project that it is. And don't underestimate the value of effective and timely communications.